WMFO Medford. Good afternoon. Welcome to the voicemobile. Oh, this thing is acting up again. Oh, almost lost my microphone. Hello. All right. And your show is?
Time Warp.
Time Warp. Right. Time Warp. Very nice. Okay. So, all right. We're going to get started here with something from the Lied Twos. L. And trying to figure out. This is from a CD called The Worst Kind of New. And they're a local group, and they're really quite fun. So they don't have it numbered on their CD, so I'm not sure. Let's see. I hate this. Let me go back here. Winter of the Winter. Let's do that. And actually, before I do that, we're going to change this. Okay, so here's something to think about public transportation. If you take public transportation, well, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit, depending upon the distance. Once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. That's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. La-dee-da. All right, so we're going to go now to this song from the Lied Twos here at WMFO.
Thank you.
Ata mar yifra Keres balvanon yiske Shetulim deveir Adonai Bechatzrot Elohim yafritu Od yenuvun deseva Deshenim veranalim yiyu Behagid ki yashar
My skin is dark, my arms are long, my hair is woolly, my back is strong, strong enough to take the pain. Inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My skin is yellow. Between two worlds My father was rich and white. They forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? My name is Sophronia. My skin is tan, my hair is fine, my hips invite you, my mouth like wine. Whose little blue girl am I? Who has the money to buy? What do they call me? My name is Sweet, Sweet Thing. My skin is brown, my manner is tough. I'll kill the first mother who messes with me, 'cause my life has been much too rough. I'm awfully bitter these days, 'cause my parents were slaves. What do they call me? My name is Peaches. Thank you.
quite as it seems. It's never quite as it seems. I want more. Impossible to ignore. Impossible.
Happen in the moment, and anything that surrounds it is such a vital component. But life moves forward, don't it? So why is it we keep dreams most potent and become proponents? Moving forward with dreams made in the past seems weird. It's like dreams are meant to be opponents. Our lives move and we say what's past is past. So why do dreams turn to gold so badly wanted? And when we line them up, how do comparisons seem alike enough to mix them all into an American dream? You read the history, then ours isn't ours. Mine belongs to those that made the system where creators kept the power and made a legacy. The system isn't broken, it's running like they made it, at the expense of folks inspired by their dreams, inspired by the images of all the Americans that survived the rigged scrimmages. But life changes, and so does the American dream. And though some things get inherited, those ferreted schemes are getting broken down. But those that believe they're truly in the place where things can change, using what they conceive. The American dream was made by an experiment shoddily built, but tweaking the elements together makes a beautiful thing. And what you might hear might be true, but right now can only be done right here. You gotta love how the power of that dream lies in the people as we question how all of us are hypocrites.
Thank you.
That was Dave Stryker Trio with Bob Mincer here on the Voicemobile at WMFO Medford. The CD is called Groove Street. We listened to Straight Ahead, and this was released this January. So they joined forces, as Dave Stryker Trio joined forces with tenor saxophone legend Bob Mincer to record this album of new music. Prior to playing a weekend at Birdland in New York City. So they had been friends for many years, and Bob arranged and conducted an album of Dave's music for the album Blue Soul in Cologne, Germany. Although Bob had guested with the trio on a few tours, they had never played this music together before arriving at the studio. It says, the magic and energy that was captured speaks to the beauty of jazz and the height of communication among first-class players exploring new music for the first time. Subsequently, most of the songs were captured in one take. Love it. Okay, so that was that. Before that, we listened to Tony Jones and Jessica Jones. The CD release is called Hearing Into the Future. This is also a new release. This, let's see, when did this come out? January, also in January. So the song is called Manhattan by Jessica Jones. And I think I spelled her name wrong. Okay, so they are Protean tenor saxophonists and master improvisers who have performed around the world over the past four decades in a wide array of settings. Their intimate new duo album, Hearing Into the Future, presents them in an enthralling new context. Although they've been musical collaborators since they were teenagers in Berkeley. Slated for release on January 26 on Riva Records. So this came out in January. It's a buoyantly lyrical session that unfolds as a telegraphic conversation between soulmates. All right. So we'll be hearing more from that. And before that, we heard the Danny Green Trio. Friday at the Thursday Club was the song. Altered Narratives is the name of that CD. I love it. It's absolutely one of my favorite CDs. Gabriella Martina, Dreams is the song. It's a cranberry by the Cranberries. And it's from a new release called States. We heard Madeline and Solomon, Madeline, I guess it is. Four Women. It's a Nina Simone composition. A Woman's Journey is the name of that CD. And David Sasso with Jacob Slatter. The song is Tzadika Tamar. This is a release called Sasson V'Simcha. And we opened up with the Lied Twos, Winter of the Winter, from The Worst Kind of New. That's the CD title. All right, so I want to share something. It's kind of disturbing, but I think it's important that you hear it. This is from Israel 21st Century. Actually, the World Israel News, actually. So it's an article by Batya Jarenberg, a 19-year-old Leary Albag, cleaned houses and subsisted on food scraps, reported the Daily Mail. A female hostage was kept as domestic slave, it's a report. At least one Israeli hostage was kept as a domestic slave rather than being thrown immediately into a Hamas tunnel in the Gaza Strip on October 7th, the Daily Mail reported Monday. 19-year-old Leary Albag was forcibly taken from his kibbutz, Nahal Oz, when some 3,000 terrorists invaded some two dozen agricultural villages, towns, and a dance rave, brutally murdered 1,200 people and kidnapped 253 people, sparking the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Her family has not seen or heard from her since, they told the British Daily in an interview. They did reveal for the first time that some of the 86 Israeli hostages who were released in November in exchange for a week-long ceasefire and over 240 Palestinian security prisoners had told them that they had seen and talked to her. They told the Albags that Leary had been forced to clean toilets for her family and cook food that she was forbidden to eat. She subsisted on scraps and was permitted to take her first shower only after 37 days. Deal breaker. Hamas refuses to provide a list of hostages still alive. She was not alone, at least for the first few days. The family had also held four other teens from the kibbutz, Nama Levy, Daniela Gilboa, Karina Irev, and Agam Berger. Family received confirmation from the army. Albeg's mother, Shira, said, as soldiers had found the room in which they had been imprisoned, they found traces of blood in the room and identified the young women through their DNA. The IDF released a photo of the room to the Daily Mail, and Shira's reaction had first been a positive one. At first, when I saw it, I was happy because she was in a child's room, Shira said. There were kids' clothes in the cupboard, and it gave me a little relief that she wasn't in a scary place. But then, she continued, I understood that she is with the family. They kidnapped her, not Hamas. It's the equivalent of me keeping someone else's children locked in my house. So, there's something, cut out here. I'm not sure what happened. It says, the released women saw Albag only after she had been transferred to their location, and if her conditions were bad in the civilian home, they only got worse under direct Hamas control. She was in a tunnel at that time, 40 meters under the ground, with no air, sunlight, a lot of humidity, no toilet, no water, Shira noted. She was drinking salt water from the sea and not much food. That was 112 days ago. From then, we have heard nothing. The interview took place on the holiday of Purim, which celebrates the miraculous rescue of some 2,000 years ago of the Jewish people from a Persian vizier who had wanted to eradicate the nation from the half of the world that his king controlled. Almag's sister, Shay, said that history was trying to repeat itself. It's the same today, she said. Hamas wanted to kill us all on October 7th. The family is hoping against hope that the latest hostage negotiations will bear fruit and they will be able to greet Leary at home in their personal post-Purim miracle. Unbelievable. It's just, it's disgusting. Just disgusting. Put some music on. Okay.
Must I go on? said goodbye, love. What had we to gain when I gave you my love? Was it all in vain? Oh, life through, must I go on pretending? Where is that happy end?
Okay, Dylan, Bob, as in Robert Zimmerman, Where Are You? It's a composition by McHugh and Adamson. It's from his CD called Shadows in the Night. So I'm going to follow that with some Tehillim, a psalm. And this one is Psalm 121, Kuf Kaf Aleph. And it goes like this, a song to the essence. I raise my eyes upon the mountains. Whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your shade at your right hand. By day the sun will not harm you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time and forever. In Hebrew. Shir lemalos hasai nail el haharim. Me'ayin yavo ezri. Me'ezri me'im adonoi osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomarecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan. Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomarecha, Adonai Silecha, Al Yad Yiminecha, Yoman Hashemesh, Lo Yakecha, V'Yoreach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeisecha, Voecha, Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Says, this song differs from all others in this series because it is not called Shir HaMalos, a song of essence, but it is dedicated, Lamalos, to the essence. Describes the means whereby Israel finds the strength to attain godly heights and ascend to his glorious presence. It speaks of God's constant protection, and its recitation is especially appropriate in times of crisis. Well, we certainly qualify with that. It is, yeah. So, I was going to try and locate, let's see where I put it. So, not finding what I want right away, but maybe I will find it. Here we go, that's what I want. Okay, so usually after we dive in the morning, we say this prayer, Achenu, and so it's our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land. May the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say Amen. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara, b'tzara uv'shivya, Ha'omedim bein b'ayom uvein b'yabasha. Ha'makom yirachem, yirachem aleihem v'yotzi'em mitzora. Livvach u'me'afel al yora u'mishibur l'giula shtar v'gala u'vizman kariv v'noma o'me'.
On the record of singing with different words, let me sing them for you the way I sing it sometimes. I sholaim enter me back alechem malachem sholaim malachem asholaim. La 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 la